Hello and welcome. Happy Sunday. Happy October. Today is October 1st. Rabbit, rabbit, as they say in astrology, for good luck. I don't know why they say that, but that's what they say. I am your host, Lisa Salvatore, where we will get grounded, mind, body, and soul for the next half hour. Tonight, I have a special guest with me named Dr. William Jason O'Mara, and he is a 7-time author with an advanced degree in psychology, as well as certifications in neuro-linguistic programming, holistic health, and he is a shamanic healer and transformational coach. We're going to talk about a couple of his books, but the main one is called Walk in Balance, which is a personal energy guide for busy people everywhere to be their best in the 21st century. And we're going to talk with him in just a little bit, so stay tuned. We're discussing the energy of October and what to expect, but also the recent energy of the past few months and how we can really ground ourselves moving forward, because we are all struggling to navigate through the new age energies at this time. And for those of you that need the scientific proof of that, we've had some recent solar flares that we've been experiencing, which is an intense space phenomenon that truly affects us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So we'll talk about that as well, kind of give you an idea of what happens on the physical level when we experience these flares. And I'm sure as you hear these things, you'll be nodding your head, because I've had several clients reach out to me after I blogged about this, about the solar flares, about how they were feeling. So before I get into that, I just want to discuss how October really is a month of grounding. It's the time of Libra, which is, you know, Libra's represented by the scales of balance. And so therefore, this is a time of balance and diplomacy and negotiations and contracts, and this is also metaphorical. So any area that's out of balance in your life, it's time to take a really good look at that and take steps to correct it. It's all about stability, decision-making, moving forward, and trusting yourself above all else, following your heart and facing the music, freeing yourself, taking care of yourself, mind, body, and soul, which is so important and the whole premise of this show. And it sometimes involves letting go of people and situations that are no longer serving your growth here, and trusting that the universe will bring the right people and situations into your life at the right time, and moving towards your goals, which is not always an easy thing to do. As we all know, the energy has been quite wild particularly since the last eclipse on September 21st. It's felt very unsettling. A lot of people are experiencing the feeling of like they're floundering almost, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
So
overwhelmed.
Yes, overwhelmed, floundering, trying to figure things out. Let me back up and just talk about the solar flares. What the definition of a solar flare is, straight out of Wikipedia, which I hate to do, but I feel like I have to. A solar flare is a sudden flash of brightness observed near the sun's surface. It involves a very broad spectrum of emissions requiring an energy release of up to 6 × 1025 joules of energy. So basically these flares do happen often, and they're not always, but typically they're accompanied by a coronal mass ejection. So long story short, these affect us, like I said, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Think about how could they not when the sun is when we're getting these jolts of energy, right? And we've just experienced the strongest solar flare in 12 years, by the way, which I'm sure you know. September 4th, I believe, is when we had a really big burst of this. And bottom line is that when they occur, we feel like we're losing our ability to cope because we're spinning around and around and around, and it's basically like the Earth. And the effects are not felt immediately, but gradually, and they can intensify over time. And the central nervous system can be affected, which messes with our equilibrium. So we might feel off-center, not right. I know a lot of people, myself included, have been struggling with dizziness issues, equilibrium, vertigo, feeling off balance. And behavior seems different. And children and pets, by the way, huge. They're so unbiased and pure. They feel this, and you'll notice it in them a lot because they don't have anything to basically stop them and say, you know, this is weird. They just go with the flow, which is we all need to learn to do that a little bit more. But this is, I mean, have you noticed that a lot of people you've been speaking with have been experiencing what I just described with the dizziness and the off-center?
Yes, all of that. It's almost like being in a NASA astronaut training program where they give you vertigo on purpose to see if you can handle it. It's like this whole recalibration that's going on is taking us beyond what we're used to. So there's all sorts of symptoms coming up. Some we've said, some may be unique to you, you know?
Yeah. I know for me, the sleeping has been interesting because it's like I'm sleeping very deeply. And I know that I am because I have the sleep cycle app, so I could tell. But I'm still waking up exhausted. It's almost like because my soul's still working when I'm sleeping.
Exactly,
so I'm, and
right.
So many people are describing that as well, or they're not sleeping at all. The chest stuff, I want to obviously go and see a medical professional if you're feeling any of these things before you, you know, before you chalk this up to solar flares or anything like that. But headaches are a big one. Pressure, migraines, ears, ringing, high-pitched ringing. And for me, I know the chest stuff, like the heaviness in the chest and the palpitations have been pretty intense. And other people have described that as well. And anxiety, overall anxiety, just feeling like you can't cope. Heartburn, nausea, hot flashes. There's a lot of things.
A lot in the GI because of that, because of the anxiety and the kind of core of our body is being shaken.
Brain fog also, big one. And you'll notice technology has been going wacky. Just last night, my phone, for no apparent reason, I didn't drop it, surprisingly. It just went blank, but it was still ringing. I still had text coming. I couldn't see anything. It was completely blank. And then 3 hours later, it just turned back on and made some high-pitched, weird noise. No idea what that means.
Yes, right. Twilight
Zone. I don't want to know. I just know that technology's been very bizarre. So how to deal with this, with these potential human impacts of the solar flares, so some suggestions that I like to use. And if you want to see more about this, you can always just go right to my website, which is www.lisasalvatore.com. I blogged about this 3 weeks ago, I believe. You can just scroll down and you'll find it. But some suggestions, just honor your body and rest when you need to. We are all guilty of not doing that, and that leads to bigger problems later down the road. So try your hardest when you feel that coming on. Just take a couple of deep breaths, relax. Salt baths are a big one. Exercise or whatever helps you to relieve your anxiety, you need to try to do that. Drink a lot of water, pure filtered water preferably. Try to eat healthy foods that nourish. Watch your alcohol intake. This is a big one. I know for myself, I happen to love wine, but lately I can't even do more than like a couple sips because I just get, it just hits me that much quicker.
Too.
Right? It's like, I've never had that problem before. It's kind of upsetting, but.
There goes the wine sales.
Yeah, exactly. Get outside. Nature's medicine. We all know that. It's completely true. I do that every morning. It's first thing I do is I go outside without my shoes and walk in the grass because it just grounds you to be in touch with the earth like that. Try to limit your time with negative people and avoid drama. That's always, we all know that, but yet it's difficult to do, but we will try, right? Spend more time with people that make you laugh, that bring you up, and trust that this is a real process and respect it and respect yourself. And I can say, even being as connected as I am, I sometimes struggle with trusting that because I know what's going on, and yet I still feel like I'm floundering sometimes. And then trying to help others, you really kind of get into that space of, okay, I need some downtime. So I'll sometimes take a full week of where I just won't, I mean, I'll still be working, but I won't overload myself as I normally would.
Yep.
How do you keep yourself grounded? Because that's how we met, actually.
Well, yeah. I have kind of three tips of the day. So I'll start with the first one, which is kind of a prerequisite. I call the three S's, which is, you know, slow down, simplify, and put yourself first. Some of what you've already said, but I think what I notice growing up and around this area and probably wherever you may be listening is that the collective consciousness is so caught up in a harried lifestyle. Go, 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 do, do, do. So it kind of, you know, masks our sensitivities. It makes it worse. So then we're running to caffeine or some kind of temporary chemical-based. So we're all aware of that. So this whole idea of what's really important in my life, I've just been really slowing down, simplifying, and putting myself first. And this is a great message for men because we're kind of, you know, alphas trying to accomplish. And of course, women too, because women are doing 100 things at once, running businesses, running, having children. So what is it? I mean, I want you to explore that. It's more than a tip. It's really a kind of a deep exploration of how do I slow down and simplify, put myself first.
Meditation, obviously, is a biggie.
Yeah, there's lots of tools. I think the tools come almost automatically. It's like when the student is ready, the tool or the teacher appears.
Right.
So it's like when you're really had enough And sometimes if you don't get there on your own, your body will start to break down.
Yes.
You know, people, I hear it all the time. People getting shocked by what, it, but the universe is wise. It knows how to slow you down if mm-hmm. you won't do it yourself.
Yes, that is true. A couple months ago that happened to me. I was getting ready to go and see a client, and I just literally, all of a sudden, I got so nauseous. Mm-hmm. I had to lay down, and I thought, okay, this will pass. And I didn't eat anything out of the norm. It just came over me, and I laid down for about 15 minutes, and I was just, there was no way I was going to see this client. And I rescheduled with her, and I, for a whole entire week, my body, I didn't feel sick. It was just like my body just wouldn't get out of bed. I just had to stop. And that was, the universe was saying, slow down, girl, you're doing too much, you know, and you have to honor that.
And it's definitively nonlinear, right? Because we have our agenda of, well, I'm going to work these 5 days.
Right.
And the body's going to say, take that week off.
Yeah.
Take that day off. Don't see that client. Go to the spa, you know, and honor that. It's like it's so hard sometimes, isn't it? To give yourself permission, like when the message is there, go to the ocean for the, what do you mean? I can't do that. I've got too much to
do. I know.
So
it's like I described to you earlier, I feel like my brain, this is just me in general, but my brain always has 10 to 15 tabs open at one time. And it's, there's always something you have to do or there's something you're thinking about. Or it's, so for me, meditation has become such an integral part of my everyday life. It has to be, especially when you're working with others. You need to show up in your best space.
It's kind of a quieting because I think I find from the standpoint of the ego mind, we'll just call it that for now. There's many ways you could look at it, that the purpose of the ego mind is to seek but do not find, as it says in The Course in Miracles. So it actually loves drama. It loves the very things that aren't good for us. So just notice that in yourself. That's part of meditation, is to notice that part that wants to go down the wrong path. You know, that wants to kind of get mix it up a little bit and go, okay, even watching news all night long. I laugh with my mom. I say, Mom, it's the same news from the 60s and 70s, just different names.
Yeah.
You know, so how long do you want to put your time and energy on that? Just pull back. The ego loves it, but the self wants to kind of pull back into a more natural, silent place.
I always talk about the ego-soul parallel. And when I say the ego, like you just mentioned, we don't mean... It's not a negative thing. The ego's the mind. That's how it's just about getting out of the ego into the soul, trusting your intuition more. We all have that ability. Yeah. We're taught to stuff that away, when in reality, that's what we should be focusing more on, because we do have the answers. I always say that. We all have the answers inside of us. It's buried under conditioning of the ego.
Well, that's it. My teacher Muji uses that word a lot, conditioning. Like, we've been conditioned to how to think. So it's not like this ego is some... Though some people say it's kind of Eckhart Tolle calls it the phantom.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a creation based on how we were raised and the conditioning of that, of how life should be. So then that kind of covers the real self.
Right.
So meditation kind of gets us away from the false self and back to the true self of who we really are, which is a beautiful, joyful, wonderful person.
Yes. I love how you say here about walk in balance, how it's the personal energy guide for busy people everywhere to be their best in the 21st century. Resolving the energy depletion issue so many face today.
Right.
Focusing, filling up your feel-good energy, wellness tank, living your life fully, making a difference in the most efficient, balanced way possible. That just strikes a chord with me because that's the word I use often. I feel depleted. I feel depleted. And it feels great to be able to help others, but for yourself, sometimes you get in that space of, I'm so depleted, I'm so tired, I feel my body's tired, I don't know, you know, how do I give myself, what do I do that fills me up, right? So that's been a challenge for me. So that really struck a chord.
One of the adages I use in the book is to fill up and then see it as almost like you're filling up your tank and then flowing out and reciprocating. But in our culture, it tends to be more noble than to give than to receive. So that's where part of the depletion, as you were just saying.
Very true.
It's like you got your 10 tabs open, you have all the people you want to serve. I work a lot with corporate America, with leaders, you know, and people who are just pedal to the metal busy. And it goes back to that first tip I gave. It's like we have to give ourselves permission to put self first, because if we can't give what we don't have, eventually you'll deplete your tank. So filling up, and you may, based on who you are, need more than you realize as far as filling up.
That's very true. And working with, it doesn't matter what you do for work. It just, we all need this. And I'm not going to be biased here, but I will say, don't you find that it's women more than men? Because of our... It's just how we're hardwired. Like, we feel like we have to do everything. Yes. Well, we have to do everything.
Do everything, but also to be the givers and the nurturers.
Yes.
Like, that's the inherent feminine paradigm. You know, at least that's what we were taught from a conditioned standpoint.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, I think I told you the other day when I was in Kripalu years ago, I would be in these programs, like a big yoga teacher training. I'd be like the only guy in the room.
Right.
So I'd constantly hear women of how they're giving and never getting and overextending. So that was a big message in the yoga world of like, all right, stop overextending, you know, put a boundary on it of what will serve you. And of course that may rile a few feathers, your relationships, the men in your life, etc. But that, do it.
Boundaries are a big thing as well when it comes to the energy depletion, because again, something I've worked very strongly on over the years, you have to, because you don't want to say no because you want to help everybody. But the reality is you can't. You have to help yourself first in order to be, like you said, filling up your own tank before you...
Right, and setting up your whole life based on that.
You know, right.
Even on the online world, you know, people heard, I'm noticing people are doing less one-on-one sessions, they're doing more webinars, more audio programs, because the individual work takes so much out of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have these other resources, you can still run a business, help people, and it's not always on your back, right? That's something to think about, too, for those in the world.
You're helping me, too, because that's something, I do a lot of one-on-one work, and I love it, absolutely love it, but I've had to pull back the amount that I'm doing, and then I feel guilty because people are reaching out to me and saying, there's nothing on your schedule for Tuesday, and I really need to speak with you, and I wish if I had that to give, I would give it, but I can't give what I'm not. If I'm in that space of
exactly, you're setting
showing
your own,
up at my best,
and people will demand. So you just have to keep saying, "I can do it Wednesday."
can't
do today.
You know, and of course, I feel bad. I'll think about it, but then where the old me would sit there and really beat myself up and just go ahead and do it. Me now is saying, "No, this is your livelihood. You're helping this person. You're not doing them any favors if you're exhausted trying to help them." Doesn't.
Yes, and anyone who may be dealing with this, because I'm sure that everyone's raising their hand, like me. Like, this is one of the big swords of the ego, is shame and guilt. Like, it'll just beat the living daylights out of you to make you conform to some cultural norm of you ought to be doing all these things. You know, you need to be seeing this person because they asked you for help. And that's what really needs to kind of take a good look at, right? And go, no, I'm going to start flipping this pyramid upside down and put myself first. And everything will get done. Matt Kahn's also been another great teacher for me. He's got a book called Whatever Arises, Love That First. And he's talking about that kind of inner world, like guilt arises or fear arises. Like, having that love inside can be a huge part of this whole idea of what's going on in the world and how to take better care of yourself and ground.
So tell us a little bit about what is a session like with you?
Oh, I do three types of sessions. One is a kind of... a shift coach, so it'll be on the phone. Like, I call it shift coaching. It's a particular modality I've had it can be as quick as 30 minutes. There's a series of questions to help people make a pivot from wherever they're stuck to some new reality. I also do life path readings, which I mentioned to you, which is a combination of astrology, numerology, and Kabbalah. So people who are looking at purpose and what am I doing here, what are my strengths, that's a wonderful data-based reading where you get a 25-page report and a 90-minute reading. And I also do distance. Sometimes I do in person, but most of my clients are spread all over. So I'll do distance remote energy boost sessions, which kind of fits right in with this topic. So I always tell my clients, you know, once a month, whether it's me or someone else or going to the spa, you know, do something that's going to fill your tank for the month in addition to your daily meditations and practices.
Very cool. Very cool. So, and how can we find you? What is your website?
My website is williamjasonomera.weebly.com. You can also find me on Facebook and virtually every social media which has my phone number and email. You can reach out to me for any of this and more, just to connect. I love just to connect. It doesn't have to be, you have to be a client, doesn't have to always have that kind of rigidity. Just follow your vibe.
Right.
Yeah.
It's which is going to be talking about how the universe brings in people when at the right time, how we kind of connected through
like
Facebook.
A week ago on Facebook, and here we are on radio.
We have a similar style, I would say, with our thinking. And we just started chatting, and then next thing I know, I had someone else. I had a totally different show lined up for today, by the way, for tonight.
Good for you. Flexed it.
Yeah, at the last minute, something had come up, and it had me floundering, talk about floundering. Oh, no, now I have to go on a totally new angle, but I don't want to sit here by myself for half an hour because that's boring. I need somebody to bounce off of. So when we were talking, I don't even know how it came up. Next thing I know, we're doing this, and it's great. It works out, you know, so it's very...
Well, I so honor your vulnerability. You're so real.
Thank you.
You're willing to say, this is what I'm challenged by. And a lot of leaders and healers are not so willing to do that. So thank you for that.
No, of course. And thank you. I feel like that's something that a lot of people have said to me, and I do appreciate that. To me, that's the biggest compliment that I will say to them. Listen, I can tell you this because I went through this, or this is my challenge. I don't pretend to be. We've all got our stuff. You know, we all do our challenges. And obviously, I always go back to the birth chart because I'm obsessed with people's birth charts, because it really is the blueprint of your soul.
Sure.
It's who you are, like it or not, for better or for worse, the challenges and the strengths. What you do with that is up to you. It doesn't mean you're destined to be, you know,
There's
one thing or another.
Destiny and choice.
Exactly.
So there's a power out there, and there's also great power within us. That's part of what this kind of education gives you.
Right.
Like, how do I master myself, so to speak?
I love Stephen Arroyo. I read all of his books. That's how I really got into astrology. And I just love how he describes it. It's energy. It's exactly what it is. It's energy. It's just, there's no other energy that you can put a candle to that will tell you a person's, what the sun in their chart, the solar energy that they give out, their moon, is their emotion there. It's just, there. You can't argue with it.
You know, and support for that, I ought to write a book on this. For years, I worked for the big psychological think tank in San Diego, where I did psychological assessments and profiles on people, and we gave them these long 4-hour sessions. So I started, as I learned astrology, to add that stealth. Like, I couldn't legally debrief it,
right?
But I wanted to see, you know, based on the best of psychology versus what I was learning from, what was more helpful. And astrology was humongously more helpful. Like, it helped me understand the person. And so I can't recommend it enough. Like, it has a validity beyond what we understand when you have the in-depth charts done.
Right. You know, it's funny. Years ago, I have 4 siblings. And I love them all so much. They're great. But we're very similar in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we grew up in the same household. But we're also very different. And people that know us, because we're all within 8 years of each other, so we're close in age, they always find it hysterical how we're all so different, but yet we're all so similar. And it just makes me laugh, because having studied everybody's birth chart now, I see. And it helps me, though, really deal with the personality differences, because as you get older, they do come up more and more often. You know, you're living your life this way, and he's living his life this way, and, well, she should do this. And no, there's no should. It is what it is. You are who you are. You have your own conditioned way of thinking, and that's, you have to learn to work with others as well.
Yeah, you have the family and you have the soul.
Exactly.
Like, I had a parent did 4 life path readings for 4 of her children. It was fascinating.
Yeah.
It helped her as a parent.
Yes.
It's like, she's like, well, we are in the same family, but they all are unique souls,
I've had that
with a unique journey.
And
it's like, yes, that's really helpful to, or if you're dating, or you're, you know, whoever, like, your relationship, we're relational right now.
We should
now,
come
right?
up with one of those.
I know, we're going
to have to do that. Think about it. It would save people so much time. I have a good friend she's Scorpio, and she's always telling me that, she's like, God, all these Libras are always coming after me. I don't like Libras much. And she's Libra rising, Libra moon. So I try to say, that's why they're attracted to you. You got that Libra, whether you like it or not, it's there.
Yeah, you got to make friends with it.
Exactly. So it's interesting how that works, and it would save people a lot of time. And I told my mother that too. I said, I wish I knew then what I knew now, because I could have showed you, not that she didn't deal with us well, but we're all different. You know, what works for so-and-so is not going to work for me.
Right.
We all need to be treated differently according to our sensitivity level.
Yep.
You know, we spoke about that briefly too.
I was extraordinarily sensitive as a child. I was like an advanced mystic, but like, I grew up in, you know, New York, rough and tough family.
Right.
Like, nobody understood, like, you know, oh, he's, you know, they would push you around, try to toughen you up instead of learning how to.
Yeah, that's,
it was,
that's
really
tough.
Hard. Yeah. It's really hard.
See, me, I would just go cry in the corner. I didn't care.
Just give a sad face. It's like, oh, nobody gets me.
Yep. It's just always feeling. It's like the water moons. You're water moon also, right?
Yeah, Scorpio moon.
So it's, I'm Pisces. So it's that, you always feel that. You feel everything. Yep. Feel everybody else's energy as well. And it's overwhelming. So even more to the point of grounding is so important. Getting yourself in that space. I'm a big fan. Sorry, were you going
to
say something?
Well, I had 2 more tips. But I just wanted to follow up on that. You know, the grounding or earthing. You can look up earthing on the internet now. Like, you know, your feet or your body. Or we still got a couple of months of good weather left. So
right.
Go to the park, lie on the earth, go to the beach. Anytime you can get connected to the earth, including anything that comes from the earth, sage, crystals, essential oils, Bach rescue remedy. These are all part of my repertoire of things that are earth-centric. That when you you know, imbibe them or put them around your body or smoke the. It's like, wow, this just kind of takes me down.
Takes you down.
From the spinning of the anxiety into a solid, grounded, sovereign place, which I think is really essential to be your best in today's world.
Absolutely. Crystals are big. I work with crystals. See my smoky quartz right here. Mm-hmm. I use them all the time for grounding. That's what I said to you yesterday. I said, I'm doing all of my rituals and I'm still feeling, I've never had this problem. I'm feeling like, God, and I've never really experienced this to this magnitude before. So I'm...
Yeah, another tip that I found so helpful is called acceptance and creation. You know, there's so much in the law of attraction these days, but I would say if you whatever you're going through, one of the hardest things to do is just totally embrace it with love. Just accept, like, all right, now I'm a little, and then move into this, what can I do about it?
Right.
You know, but it's like, you got to do one before the other, like give it space. Even if it's something, an issue in yourself that you're just like, oh no, I can't stand that I snapped at that person.
Right.
Go into acceptance, then enter creation, and then you'll find, you know, in an organic way where you can move forward in a love space.
Yes.
And it's really, that's so important.
Which is not always an easy thing to do, but it's very necessary.
We all talk about love, but it's the hardest game in town to actually do it every day.
Absolutely. I saw a quote the other day. I believe it said, be scared, messy, and afraid, but show up anyway, something along those lines. And it's really true because... You have to. Anyway, it was so nice having you here. What was your website again? Just for those
that are... WilliamJasonOmara.Weebly.com.
And I'm LisaSalvatore.com. And have a great month. We'll see you in November.